بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله أما بعد عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم upon the authority of Abu Hurairah رضي الله عنه who said the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said المؤمن القوي خير وأحب إلى الله من المؤمن الضعيف the strong believer is better and more beloved to Allah than the weak believer. وَفِي كُلٍ خَيْرٍ And in both of them is goodness. إِحْرِسْ عَلَى مَا يَنْفَعُكَ Strive for what benefits you. وَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ And seek help from Allah. وَلَا تَعْجَزْ And do not be weak. وَإِنْ أَصَابَكَ شَيْءٌ فَلَا تَقُلْ And if a calamity befalls you, do not say, لو أني فعلت كذا وكذا كان كذا وكذا If only I had done such and such then such and such would have happened ولكن قل But rather say قدر الله Allah decreed it وما شاء فعل And it occurred as he willed فإن لو Because the word if only or the word if تفتح عمل الشيطان It opens the way for a shaytan. And this hadith is in Sahih Muslim. In this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he gave some advice for the believers, which benefits them in this life and it benefits them in the hereafter. And the first of those pieces of advice is having strength in iman. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves the believer who has strength in iman over the believer who has a weakness in iman. And in both of them is goodness. Because they still have iman in Allah, in both of them is goodness. But the one who is stronger in iman and stronger in righteous actions and more focused in learning is better and more beloved to Allah than the one who is weaker and less focused and weaker in iman and righteous actions. Because that person who is stronger in iman and more focused and more enthusiastic and more learned benefits others more than the weak person. And this is why al-mu'min al-qawi, the strong believer is better and more beloved to Allah than the weak believer and both of them is goodness. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam advised us ihris ala ma yanfa'uk Concentrate and strive in those matters which brings you benefit. Because our time upon this earth is limited and our days are limited. And there are only 24 hours in a day. And you don't have the time to try to do everything. So what does the believer do? إِحْرِسْ عَلَى مَا يَنْفَعُكَ Prioritize those matters which are most beneficial for you. Your personal life, your family life, your children, and concentrate on those matters. And this also applies to businesses, for example, and our social lives. Strive in that which benefits you and prioritize what you do. وَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ And also seek the help of Allah. وَلَا تَعْجَزْ And do not be weak. Do not be lazy. Because laziness and weakness, it will keep you behind. وَإِنْ أَصَابَكَ شَيْءٍ However, if a difficulty or something which you did not intend, if this befalls you, then don't say, if only I had done this, if only I had done that, but say, قَدَّرَ Allah, that this was the decree of Allah. وَمَا شَاءَ فَعَلْ And it was as Allah decreed. Because saying, if only, and if only, this opens the doors for a shaitan. So in this hadith is a great benefit and a great advice, which benefits a believer in this life and in the hereafter. And that our outlook and our attitude should be an attitude of strength and working hard and striving and concentrating on what benefits us and placing our reliance upon Allah and asking Allah to help us. And if a person does all of this and still it does not go a person's way, then Qaddar Allah. It was as Allah decreed. We ask Allah subhanahu for hidayah and at-tawfiq. هذا والله أعلم وصلى الله على نبينا وسلم.